Oh, good to chat again, Brad.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Go those Kings.
Go those Kings.
Go those Kings.
What a terrific start.
They did. They got a good win last night, and 84-88, I was down in Wollongong calling that game.
Yeah.
And they looked a little bit in trouble there in the first half, but some great shooting from Jason Kadee kept them in the game. And then in the second half, Kevin Lish was unbelievable. And their new two-time NBA champion import that they have got, Josh Powell, really stepped up and played a fantastic game. And they got away with an amazing win. They've lost the last 16 out of 17 road wins. They haven't won lost 16 games on the road.
Wow, is that right?
And they get a win against Illawarra in the first road trip of the year. So, outstanding game.
And they'd lost their last six head-to-head against Illawarra. It does help when you take away Illawarra's best player, who's Kevin Lish, and he joins actually the Sydney Kings. Mate,
well, if you can't beat them, join them, you know.
So, he had 20 points. Kadee had 20 points, the point guard. And Josh Powell, this 14 points and 6 rebounds, the American. Did you like what you saw?
Very much so. Yeah, really experienced. He's been around. You can see that he played, as I said, two-time NBA champion with the Los Angeles Lakers, playing under the great coach Phil Jackson, with Kobe Bryant, all those things. So, yeah, he was great. Really, really experienced.
Wow.
And Gazy, it's the perfect start as coach, obviously. He's a good character, isn't he?
Oh, he is a classic to watch on the sideline, guys. He rides every play. It's like he's playing again. He's emotional. He jumps up and down if they miss. He's, you know, clapping when they score. And, you know, there needs to be a camera just on him the whole 40 minutes of the game. It's unbelievable. He's so funny.
Yeah. You know, I love his passion.
Well, that's what it is. And, you know, some people don't like it because they think, you know, you can't let the players see that. But that's how he is. He wears his heart on his sleeve. It's how he played. And you know, they had a tough loss last week at home against Brisbane. They really should have won that game. They didn't play well enough, and there was question marks. But, you know, to go on the road against Illawarra, who absolutely pulverised Adelaide the week before, winning by 30 points, it was an amazing win, and it's a real nice start to the season for Andrew Gaze and his team.
Okay, I want to run through a couple of key games, mate. You tip Sydney back up again. That's going to be on Saturday night against Cairns. Tab.com.au, $1.38. The Sydney Kings, Cairns 3-10. What have they lost? A leg?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with the home team, but Cairns lost to Perth in overtime, and they are a very good team. And Nate Jawai, Big Baby Shaq, as they call him, he is back and playing this weekend. That is juicy odds. I wouldn't mind a little clip on that.
Okay.
I'm just swaying towards the Kings.
All right.
Tonight, you've got Adelaide 2-15, Melbourne $1.70.
Again, a real hard one. Melbourne lost two games last week when they're supposed to be, you know, the champions and the premiership favourites. So I think Melbourne will get this one, but Adelaide at home will be tough.
Perth too good for the Kiwis? $1.40,
yeah.
Perth?
Yeah, at home, just they're pretty solid there.
Okay.
And Brisbane, you like Brisbane for the weekend?
Yeah, that's my tip of the weekend. Brisbane playing against Adelaide. Brisbane played really well last week. Adelaide having to back up 2 days later after playing tonight against Melbourne. So, Brisbane will win that one.
Okay, mate. So we can make that Brisbane Bullets $1.43 your good thing for the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to see them back in the comp, by the way. I mean, you can't have a major city like Brisbane without an NBL team in your national comp.
Absolutely, and they've done a great job too. They've recruited really well. Andre Lamanis, the coach, Boomer's coach, and their assistant coach is the former Sydney Kings, CJ Bruton. So it's nice to have what they have. They've got really well recruited, and they're a fun team to watch.
Yes, Slats, that's Cal's son. I was in the back of a horse with him. Anyway, it's a long story.
It's a very funny story.
Is that where you just go, yeah, let's move on?
Yeah.
He's never really moved on from it. That's the thing. He's stuck with it, bro.
Plenty of people would still say I'm an arsehole.
All I heard was Cal on the back of a horse. That's as far as I know.
Hey, mate, Melbourne, $1.45 against Illawarra, $2.65. Can they bounce back?
They can. Melbourne are up and down. They don't look like a happy crew at the moment. And Illawarra are a great team. I know they lost last night. They lost to just a very good and, you know, a great team with Kevin Lish playing the way he did. Melbourne are very vulnerable. I'm very interested to see them tonight. But Illawarra can easily bounce back from that. Very good odds.
Can I maybe call them your value for the weekend, 265?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Very good call. Yeah.
Terrific. Hey, Brad. After all those weeks of you saying, go those Kings.
Hey, mate, I have been waiting for this for about 19.
Exactly. It's brilliant.
19. It could even be a year to say, what a win. Go those Kings.
Good on you, mate.
So you have a good week. Remember, go those Kings.
Good work last night too, mate. Look forward to seeing you in action again over the weekend. Brad Rosen. giving us a good preview there. His value bet, Slats. Illawarra.
Oh, Illawarra, yeah.
$2.65. His good thing for the weekend, $1.43, the Brisbane Bullets. And while he thinks Sydney will knock over Cairns, he doesn't think there's any value there. You might want to take Cairns with the start. Cairns with the start in the NBL.